come for one more piece, if we move right along. Suzanne, did you want to bring something up? Yes, okay. So it'll be Suzanne, Alex, Loose Change, Betsy, Bill, Jane, and Ben. Okay? And no one has to come up, but if you want to, you may. Please welcome Suzanne.
Thank you. Thank you, Ellen. What a marvelous, where is he? Is he gone already? Oh, thank you. That was just a great feature. And Jane, you have such talent. Oh, really? This is a book of criminal women. Some were and some weren't. But they were thought of that way because there was no way out for them because of religion, laws, and the way women were treated. And this is about suffrage and the suffragettes. And it took place in 1917. And these women were arrested, but they usually refused, as a matter of policy, to pay the fine and go free. All the same, some of the women lacked legal representation. Others were without family, friends, or financial resources. Once jailed, many were refused communication with the outside world. Did I hear music? Oh. And so once they were jailed, many were refused communication with the outside world, and this is about some of them. It took place in 1917, and it's imprisoned for obstructing traffic, even though the traffic had already left. I couldn't sleep, thinking of the girl partly suspended and strapped to the greasy pole, her hands bound behind her, hour after hour, slipping slowly down. Officer, were her arms finally pulled from their sockets? The doctor is trying to pull my mind from its socket. I've never been afraid of anything. Our warrantless arrest for obstructing traffic while we stood on Pennsylvania Avenue, deserted after the procession. My nakedness when they refused to let me wear my nightgown. I fear neither the spoonfuls of worms I scoop from the surface of my soup every day, excuse me, nor the finale of our hunger strike. A tube pushed down my throat, food dropping like lead to my stomach, vomit spilling down my neck. I don't even feel the small light the doctor holds to my face. But I am afraid of the light in the doctor's eyes. Life in this solitary cell is my blanket unwashed for a year. Excuse me. How we all long for fresh air. Officer, would you draw on your rubber gloves and change my bed sheet? For this I would give my treasured book of Browning. But a week ago, in our fight for air, we threw all we had at the window 20 feet away. Oh, thanks.
I wondered what you were doing. Thank you.
For this I would give my treasured book of Browning, but a week ago, in our fight for air, we threw all we had out the window 20 feet away. From 80 of us, crowded tier upon tier in one room, shoes, drinking cups, a mirror. The bouquet in that October gust almost knocked us over. I'm gonna stop. I'm sorry. I can't.
Anyway, yeah. Thank you, Suzanne. All right, Alex.